I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's back in the studio with me. And on the phone, we have ceramicists Craig Rhodes and Chase Gamblin. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time to be on Sounds Good today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it's a big week for ceramic art in Western Kentucky and Southern Illinois. Yesterday, we spoke with Wayne Bates and Cooper Levering, who are showing at the Murray Art Guild. And on Saturday, you two opened Centering the Circle, ceramic works by Craig Rhodes and Chase Gamblin, at Ruth Bagot Gallery at 1025 Jefferson in Paducah. How did you two get together?
Well, this is Craig. Chase is one of my former students, high school. Took classes from me all 4 years, and so that's how we first met. And now I'm proud to say that he has gotten his MFA in ceramics and is just making great work. So he can speak more to that than me since he's here.
Well, I don't know about that. We've remained friends ever since you retired and I graduated, and you've been a big influence on me, and so I was very happy to kind of get involved with this opening.
Well, Craig, and Chase, it's almost but not quite the same sort of master-apprentice relationship going on. Craig, you look like a young man, but you've been at clay work for 40 years. Your Mount Pleasant studio is in Brookport, Shawnee National Forest land, and you do an incredible variety of functional wear in clay.
Well, thank you, Kate, for saying that. First off, I want to mention that in regard to this being Ceramics Week at WKMS, that I love the interview with Wayne and Cooper yesterday. Wayne has become a sort of a mentor to me in the same way that I have been a mentor to Chase.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to acknowledge his role in that as well. And your question was, I'm sorry.
Well, the range of your work is pretty cool, from mandalas to casseroles to tumblers,
yeah,
to steins to vases. I mean, you are also in sales, heavily in sales.
Correct. Yeah, I'm all over the map. I spend 6 months out of the year working on show pieces. The other 6 months I spend working on utilitarian production ware, cups, mugs, plates, etc. Usually that's what sells most during the Christmas season. So I'm working in both porcelain and stoneware, and this upcoming show at Ruth's Gallery, Ruth Bagot, who, by the way, is also a former student of mine, taught her in the sixth grade. Yeah, I'm not nearly as young as you think I look. But nevertheless, this will be the work I've been working on for almost a year now in preparation for this exhibit, and it's mainly pieces that are gallery pieces. So that's, to answer your question, that's what I'm doing in this show at present.
Describe them for us, Craig.
Well, they're mandalas, and a mandala is a motif. It's ancient. It's a prehistoric symbol. It represents the point of creation, and it's done on these large bowls that I'm making that I use as a canvas. And I started out as a visual artist, but have gone to ceramic. I've always been working in ceramics since I was 17 years old, 18 years old, and took a course under Fred Shepard at Murray at the time during the 60s. And then I had to teach it as well as all other media. But the archival quality alone is what sells it for me. So basically, I'm treating these large mandala bowls as a canvas to express anything that I come across that is grist for the mill in regard to fitting into that circle. It is literally and figuratively represents a lot that we take for granted. The atom can be seen as a mandala. We start with a point, just as a mandala does. A mandala starts with a point, with a circle around the point. And it goes back to prehistory, as I mentioned. And it is a figurative image, but it is literal as well, because it describes creation. You know, the Big Bang started with a point. The atom, with a point. We start with a point. You can call it a zygote, or you can call it a point. So At the same time, it establishes parameters for me to work within, because as you mentioned, as you alluded to earlier, I'm all over the map, and I needed some sort of parameter to work within, you know, just to discipline myself. So that's sort of the format and the motif that I'm working with in this show, to answer your question.
You know, I didn't mean to say you were all over the map, because in looking at the vases and some of the tumblers, that characteristic finger wave pattern that creates decoration in some of the throne pieces, that seems to be a signature.
To be honest, my inspiration for that pattern is from a technique that Chase is using. So, in a sense, Chase has kept the circle unbroken by now turning around and teaching me. He uses it more as an abstract method, the technique, whereas mine is more of a patterned method, and he can explain it better than me, probably, given that he was the inspiration for that.
Well, Chase, you've had quite the hegira yourself. I'm fascinated that you've studied after the MFA at Texas Tech. You went to Italy and then to China for internships in your work. Describe what you'll be showing at the Ruth Bagot Gallery.
Well, sure. After my graduate school experience, I decided to return to the wheel throne vessel, because while in graduate school, I stepped away from the traditional ceramic vessels, and I worked more in installation and sculptural vessels, sculptural art. And when I got out of graduate school, I did a residency at the University of North Dakota with Wesley Smith, and that allowed me to get back into what I truly love, which is the wheel thrown vessel, or the pot, or whatever you want to call it, the vase. And I got to work back with wood firing, which is a majority of the way my pieces are fired. And the vases, I'm showing primarily vases and maybe a couple of teapots there at Ruth's Gallery. And I try with these pieces, what I'm, I guess, doing is working with proportion. And mm-hmm. what I do is I throw multiple forms and I attach them together in one cohesive manner. And I use a very heavy, thick slip on the surface, as Craig said, to sort of give it this abstract maybe movement to the piece, because the work can be kind of static. So I'm using this slip as a decoration to give them more character, more movement, something like that. But I tend to stick more in the traditional sense of I'm working, my forms reference more sort of historical references in ceramics, and so I don't have any. I mean, I don't think my pots reference the atom or the point or anything. So that's where we, me and Craig, are going to differ quite a bit, as well as color variation, and our forms are totally different. But I think maybe my work is more historically based, possibly.
Well, you both have a love affair with the wheel, it seems. Craig, the Glenn Hall video of you working is really instructive about how much that experience, that physical experience, means to you.
Yes, it's for me, it's therapeutic, first and foremost. It has been from the very beginning. When I first saw it happen, saw Fred Shepard throwing on the wheel, I was hooked. And so it serves many purposes. It helps me with my ADHD. it keeps me centered. You know, the term centering on the wheel has all kinds of figurative implications. So I do love doing it, but my approach has changed dramatically to throwing on the wheel since I was 18, 19 years old. I used to sit down, and whatever happened was what I kept. Now I'll draw out. I'll do several drawings before I even begin to start, so I know what it is I'm going to get when I sit down and so to the wheel. So, yeah, it's that is the focus. That's largely how I'm making things, you know, is it's all wheel-based for the most part.
Same for me.
Chase, is it correct that you are an adjunct professor at Cumberland University School of Music and the Arts in Nashville?
Yeah. Well, we're in Lebanon, Tennessee. I've been here for the past 2 years.
And where do you maintain your studio?
Here at the school in my dirty office.
Well, it's pretty exciting that your works will be together. Chase, it seems to me that your work is of more subdued color range, perhaps.
Right. I tend to keep. I like the idea when I look at the wood fire. I think that's what the wood fire does for me. Is allows me to fire my pieces in a not so controlled way, but it is sort of controlled since I've done it so many times. And I like what the wood fire does whenever I set the piece. Maybe alone in a room, at first you may not appreciate the subtle color changes, but over time you'll see differences throughout the work, and it almost grows on you like a family member, I guess you could say. It sort of allows you to see things that at first you didn't see, and you kind of develop a relationship with each piece.
And Craig, I also at your website watched the video of the making of your latest kiln.
Oh yeah, that wasn't that again. That gets back to Wayne. When I retired, Wayne was instrumental in helping me with the transition from teaching to becoming a full-time production studio potter, and he was invaluable in helping me build this kiln, which I just love. It is a fiber kiln. Sorry to get into the technical details, but other potters have come and looked at it and just been amazed at it as well. Fires perfectly even reduction or oxidation, and Wayne was invaluable. His advice was invaluable in helping me build that kiln. He's one of the most generous people I know in that regard. So, the full details about how that kiln is built is on my website, but I still get calls from other potters across the nation wanting to know more about it and how I'm doing it. And I try to keep the circle unbroken in that regard and do for them what Wayne did for me. So.
Yeah, you all seem to be a real tight bunch of people, you who work in clay, and I can see why. Again, we're speaking with Chase Gamblin and Craig Rhodes. They open a show at the Ruth Bagot Gallery in Paducah this Saturday with a reception from 4 to 8 p.m. It's titled Centering the Circle. The gallery's at 1025 Jefferson. How long will the works be up, gentlemen?
Till July the 27th. And after the opening, the phone number is on the graphic on Facebook, et cetera, in my website as well as Ruth's, that you can call her at any time to make an appointment to come by and see the work as well. So, but it'll be up until July 27th.
And that phone number is 270-210-1924. And both Chase and Craig's works are viewable on their own websites as well. And I guess you've noticed, Craig, that I'm particularly partial to the depth of your website. Congratulations on that. It's really instructive.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the kind words, Kate.
Chase, Craig, thanks again for being here today.
Thank you
for
having
us,
Kate.